Duke Energy has a problem. Millions of tons of coal ash are stored in earthen ponds next to waterways across the state. The failure of one of those ponds caused 30,000 tons of ash to spill into the Dan River last month and spurred regulators to demand the closure of others across the state. That includes the retired Riverbend power plant near Mountain Island Lake, where nearly 4 million tons of the ash sit next to Charlotte's primary water source. Duke Energy Environmental Director Dave Mitchell told City Council last night that the company wants to haul it all to the airport.
This structural fill would provide stable, graded land for future development at the airport.
Flat land for runways, taxiways, etc.
And the project would be based on a very successful model that's at the Asheville Regional Airport.
Asheville has used coal ash from a nearby power plant for landfill in a similar project for the past 5 years. The airport has been scant on details, but says it incurs no cost. A similar scheme in Charlotte could be attractive to an airport that's considering installing a new runway. The 9 million tons of dirt for the last runway cost the city $70 million. As for what Duke gets out of it, Councilman Ed Driggs.
When the coal ash is at the airport, does the city assume liability for any environmental damage that could arise from it being there?
Yeah, and that would be part of the due diligence as well in our contract negotiations with the city. Duke will transfer title to the ash once we load it into our trucks and transport it to the airport.
Charles Price is president of Shara, an environmental company that handles the coal ash conversion. He says the project would bring 100 jobs to Charlotte. Council members spent more than 2 hours asking pointed questions about the project, especially about environmental effects. Some had answers. For instance, Shara washes each truck after it's loaded at the pond to prevent flyaway ash. But most questions, such as about financial details, remain to be determined. Councilwoman Vi Lyles worried the city isn't being given more options.
We're looking at one method. Due diligence to me says I look at the number of options available, and then I make a decision on whether or not this is the right way to do it.
Support for pursuing this option came from a longtime critic of Duke, Rick Gaskins, head of the local environmental group, the Catawba Riverkeeper.
When we get up here, it can sound like we're anti-everything. I would say this is something worth looking at. We need to get the coal ash away from our drinking water reservoir. This is a viable solution. Is it the perfect solution that I would like to see? It isn't. But I think it could be a very good solution.
Gaskins did worry about ash coming off the trucks and transport. Once at the airport, the ash would be wrapped in clay and plastic so toxic chemicals don't leach out and then buried beneath 6 feet of soil. Gaskins cautioned council members they need to make sure the encasing can survive, say, airplanes landing on it for decades. Airport officials say they haven't yet identified any specific projects that would use the ash. The council agreed to have staff report back after a 60-day due diligence period with more details. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.